George McGovern died yesterday at 90 years old. A former South Dakota senator and 1972 Democratic presidential candidate inspired a generation of voters with his candidacy in opposition to the Vietnam War. In 2004, McGovern sat down with us to discuss his then new book, The Essential America, Our Founders and the Liberal Tradition. Here's what he had to say about that tradition.
If we ever lost the liberal tradition, we'd lose the very lifeblood of the nation. There have been two great political traditions in American history from the very beginning, going back to the tug of war between Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, both great men, both men who contributed much to the shaping of the foundations of our country. Jefferson would be classified as a liberal. So would Andrew Jackson. So would Abraham Lincoln, interestingly. He was more liberal than most of the Democrats of his time. Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Jack Kennedy, all these people were out of the liberal tradition. Now, that is not to denigrate the conservative tradition. My mother and father lived and died as conservative Republicans. Whether they would have voted for me in 72 if they had lived that long, I don't know. I've always thought in that one instance, maybe sentiment would have prevailed over logic. But we need both of those traditions. And what has concerned me is that over the recent period of our history, there's such an effort to scoff at liberalism, to denigrate it as though it's some kind of alien doctrine.
Well, Ronald Reagan sort of made it a bad word, didn't he?
He made it a bad word, and effectively.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to maintain support from a majority of the American people with a non-liberal program. I think they liked him as a person, but certainly liberalism has given us so much that is worthwhile in this country. Let me put it this way. I can't think of a single government program that is now generally endorsed by both parties that did not begin as a liberal initiative over conservative opposition. And then eventually the conservatives come around.
Well, joining us now is Dr. Elizabeth Campbell, a former regular guest on this program for our Women's Health series. She lives in Mitchell, South Dakota, which is the home of Senator George McGovern. And Liz, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Well, it's so good to hear your voice again. And I was so struck by the fact that over the years you became quite close with Senator McGovern. Tell us about your relationship with him.
You know, it was an odd blessing of moving to Mitchell. I had a kind of a long history in politics. My dad was involved in Senator Tom Eagleton's campaign for years and kind of grew up in that era. In my family, Senator McGovern was not always the most loyal guy because he had dropped Senator Eagleton from the ticket in 72.
Right.
So when I moved here and got to meet him and really have conversations with him, I was a little bit hesitant. And I said one of the first conversations, Senator McGovern's kind of classic line was, you know, I ran for president in 1972, and with just incredible comedic timing, he'd then say, and I lost. And, you know, which just made me laugh every time he said it. And I said, yeah, I actually remember that. And he said, oh, you were just a baby, which, you know, of course I loved. And I said, no, actually, I do remember. And I told him about my dad's affiliation, and he kind of got very quiet, which is a little unusual for Senator. And he said, you know, that was one of my few regrets in politics, and not sure I handled that the best. And it was very disarming to me to have that kind of level of conversation with a man of his stature. And I think that and our great affinity for the St. Louis baseball Cardinals, our affinity for learning about nutrition and certainly about debate and politics and, you know, the world should be doing, made us great friends, and I was very blessed.
Well, you'd make dinner at his home. You'd sit out there and, play piano, and sing with him at times.
A good friend of mine, Neil Blair, actually lived with him for a while at the house that Dakota Wesleyan had provided, and Neil's a great piano player, and I would go over and make dinner for those guys, and Neil would play some Methodist hymns, and the two of them would do two-part harmony as I was making dinner, and I would always kind of have this little surreal, like, this is crazy. How in the world did I get to Mitchell and have, you know, be cooking dinner for the somebody that ran for president, and really had kind of a Forrest Gump life. But my, you know, one of my great memories of senators, he would call on whenever he was in town, and you know, Senator had kind of a funny intonation of his voice, and I'd answer the phone, I'd, you know, see it on my caller ID, and I'd say, "Hi, Senator." "Liz?" "Yes." "This is George, George McGovern." "Hi, Senator." You know, like, how many senators
how many
do
senators
I know?
Do you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and he'd say, "Would a beautiful woman like you be willing to go out for dinner with an old man like me?" And I'd say, "Of course." And we'd go out and just have these, I mean, I would sit at and listen enthralled with these stories. I mean, of course, the politics of things, but, you know, his time in World War II and his hold of current history and politics and healthcare and actually nutrition, which, you know, is an area of mine. I mean, we never had, you know, I looked down at the clock and it'd be 3 hours later without a, you know, without a moment's hesitation. I mean, it was just, it was great fun. And
he liked to sing, didn't he?
He did like to sing, and he did like to, you know, he was very funny. I mean, I think that's one of the funniest things that I wish people would remember about him. He in his great defeat and failures, he had the best humor. And I think what he did post-72 is really going to be his legacy of changing the world and world hunger. He always said he never wanted to die until world hunger was stopped, so he had to keep himself in good shape.
You know, after he was on our show, I drove him downtown to the Marriott, and long story short, I got him to the hotel, took his bags up to his room, and came back to my car, and there was an $85 parking ticket sitting on it. So no good deed goes, whatever that saying is. You know, what?
Punished,
right? Liz, so good to hear from you again. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. You guys take great care.
You bet. That's Dr. Liz Campbell remembering the life of George McGovern, who died at a hospice in Sioux Falls over the weekend. He was 90 years old.